Kiwi Bank Personal Loan, Harvey Norman, Michael Hill and Mitre 10 consumer credit customers are among those whose personal details may have been breached in a cyber attack affecting 14 million Australians and New Zealanders. Important personal information has been lost in a hack of the Australian firm Latitude Financial. Identification records, some dating back to at least 2005, that have been compromised include driver's licences and passport numbers, addresses and telephone numbers, and which could be used in the wrong hands to commit fraud. Affected customers may need to freeze credit accounts. Kiwi Bank has estimated just over 2,000 personal loan customers' identification details have been stolen, but now fears that that total could be much higher than earlier thought. For what people can do to protect themselves, Centric's Credit Bureau's Keith McLaughlin is with us. Welcome back, Keith. Always good to talk to you.
Good morning, Catherine.
First, can you just explain who Latitude Financial is?
Latitude Financial is a group of finance companies. They operate the Gem Money accounts. They had Genoa Pay as one of their subsidiaries, which is now just winding down its activities. And it previously used to trade as GE, GE Money.
Oh, the old GE Money. Okay. And let's just talk about their relationships here. A particularly curious one is with Kiwi Bank. Just explain their relationship with Kiwi Bank.
Well, all I know about that, Catherine, is what I've read, and it sounds like Kiwi Bank were initiating personal lending and then passing that through the Latitude Financial Services business. So I think if you apply for a personal loan through Kiwi Bank, some or all of those were then basically underwritten by Latitude.
Okay, so the Kiwi Bank brand is on it, but the actual lending here may have happened in Latitude. There probably would have been some kind of a commercial relationship there, obviously. So that's affecting some Kiwi Bank personal loan customers. The others, of course, we think of the kind of, trying to use the right phrase, credit you would have got from the likes of your Harvey Norman. Say you were buying a whole bunch of appliances and it might be interest-free for 5 years. This is the kind of thing we're talking about.
That's correct, and that would be done under the Gem Money brand, who basically use some of the retail outlets as the originator. And again, they underwrite the loan sitting in behind that.
What's extraordinary here is just how far this goes back. And it seems to be different depending on the kind of loan you had. But some of these are something like 6.1 million records dating back to at least 2005 were stolen. It does raise the question again of how long these records are kept, isn't it? We had this with a local example as well. I mean, are these kinds of details, these kinds of records just kept permanently?
Well, no, they shouldn't be. The requirement is that you keep them as long as you actually need them, as long as they're part of what you need going forward. Any information that is no longer required to be held as part of your business should be deleted from your files. And that's an area where certainly credit bureaus are very focused on. We know how long we can hold data for, and we know that it must be deleted. So, for example, defaults inquiry must be deleted after 6 years. So we have rules that we follow as a bureau, and it's very important that you don't hold information that you no longer need.
Just looking at some of these, Harvey Norman, JB Hi-Fi, The Good Guys, Apple, recently signed up to David Jones. So that's potentially a lot of consumers potentially exposed. Now, this is the next question. How are you going to know if you've moved house, you've got a different email address and your phone's changed? How are they going to contact you?
Well, that in itself is a challenge. I believe that Latitude have written to affected consumers and suggested that they take steps if they are concerned. One way of finding out whether there has been any illegal activity on your file is to do a consumer access request of one of the bureaus to see whether there have been any inquiries going through. But really, if you've got a letter from Latitude, then the chances are that you have been affected.
I'm wondering if there are people, and I know this is slightly outside your expertise or what you might know about this, Keith, but I'm wondering if the people who are potentially affected who might never be contacted.
I can't answer that question really, because I mean if they have moved addresses, if Latitude don't have a current address, particularly when it goes back that far, then I would imagine there will be inevitably some people who who may be affected see the article come out and think, well, that doesn't affect me. I haven't been involved for the last 5 years. So, yes, I would imagine there could well be an element of the population that is affected.
On some of that sensitive material, the likes of passports and motor licences, they have a 10-year limit. I'm just trying to think as to whether your motor licence number details change. I think they do when you get a new one. I don't know. It's kind of, there's a lot of unknown here, including how this happened. I think the biggest hint we might have got from the company was saying it had not detected any hacker activity since March 16th. So that suggests it had detected some prior to that, right?
That's correct. And it appears as though the breach has occurred certainly prior to the 16th of March and going back some period of time as far as the records are concerned. So, yes, they haven't released any information as to when the actual breach occurred.
What is it that people can do, Keith, if they are affected or if they fear they might be?
Well, one of the good things that's happened recently is the introduction of the anti-money laundering, where to get credit, to open a bank account, there must be an AML check, and that is done through a verification of a driver's licence. Now, if that driver's licence has been reported as stolen, then it won't pass the test. So expired driver's licences, stolen driver's licences would fail that AML test and the credit wouldn't be granted. But one thing that consumers, if they think they are affected either by this or by any stolen identity, they can contact the Credit Reporting Bureau and they can put a freeze on their account. Now, I can only speak on Centrix's position, but you go onto our website, it's a very simple form that you fill in and we will freeze your file, and you can tick a box to ask us to advise the other two credit bureaus in New Zealand to also freeze your account on their files. That will stop anybody taking out any credit in your name in New Zealand, provided they go to one of the three credit bureaus to check.
And where does that leave you when you want to take out credit?
It's a simple process. You then contact the bureau, go through some security questions, and the freeze can be taken off either permanently or short-term, or you can put the freeze on for a short period of time and not extend it. So you do have control over that file yourself, but it stops anybody else coming in and getting credit or using your driver's license for ID purposes in a credit transaction or an AML check.
All right, that is one option. In fact, I thought I read that there might be the possibility of one of these firms being made available and that being paid for by this company. Does that happen sometimes by Latitude?
Yes. We haven't had that discussion with Latitude, but certainly there's a Kiwi server provider in New Zealand some time ago who did suffer a data breach, and they proactively wrote to all of their affected consumers and said, would you like us to put a freeze on your credit file? Because they can only do it with consumer consent. Those consumers who came back said, yes, please do it. We then received a bulk file from that KiwiSaver provider, and we put a freeze on the accounts as requested by the consumers. So they basically took the initiative, went to the consumers, and arranged the freeze themselves.
Okay. Latitude has written to some of the customers whose data it lost control of and is promising to pay for them to replace their identity documents. I'm just reading here, and again, we're a bit off zone, but the New Zealand Transport Agency, the driver's licence number does remain the same each time a new card is issued. So that idea of a 10-year kind of limit on when your stolen information could be abused, i.e. if it was stolen more than 10 years ago, I'm not sure that holds.
Well, one of the things we do there, Catherine, is when we confirm the identity on a driver's licence, it's the number, but it's also the expiry date.
Right.
So if the expiry date is no longer valid, then it's gone. It won't verify.
Okay, and they can't guess a new expiry date?
When you get a new licence, you get a new expiry date.
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether those who have the information could guess what that might be. Okay, let's just talk about how often this is happening now, Keith. And, we're told constantly that cybercrime is on the rise, but in Australia in particular, there have been some really significant and large hacks, right? And do all roads lead back to the same thing? You've got to keep an eye on what's happening with your credit information.
Yeah, I mean, there's two parts to it. And the first one you've already identified is don't hold any information that you don't need or you shouldn't have in your system, because it's bad enough getting hacked for data that you should have in your system. But when you've got your data that you shouldn't have and that goes, it's a very awkward position to explain. The second thing is you are going to be subject to or at risk of a data breach. You could be a disgruntled employee. There could be an email link that somebody clicks on. Most of it, I gather, is human error, and it's very, very hard to prevent that. But it is important to have a breach strategy in place where if you are breached, you immediately know what steps to take and you take those very quickly rather than try and think that up on the spot.
Keith, we've often talked about credit ratings as well. And do people know what is available to them to monitor what's being said in their name? How difficult is it to contact a credit bureau like yours and get information that may be of use to you, including if you're trying to get a mortgage?
In fact, consumers should do that. To access a credit bureau, again, you hop onto the website, you request a copy of your credit report, you provide identification, hopefully not a stolen driver's license. We will then verify that driver's license isn't stolen and that the ID is confirmed, and we will immediately send you out your credit report, and it costs you nothing. So it's a very simple process, and there's no limit. In Australia, you're limited, I think, to one every 12 months. In New Zealand, there's no limit to how many times you can apply for a copy of your credit report. So you can just get online, request a copy of your credit report, fill in the form, hit the send button, and it comes back in our cases, in most cases, within 20 minutes.
Keith, thanks again for your time. Keith McLaughlin of Centrix Credit Bureau.